Welcome to the Awakened Human Podcast, the place to be for highly progressive yet extremely grounded intuitive guidance, energetic support, metaphysical tools, and higher consciousness for highly successful, ambitious, soul-centered visionaries and leaders like you who want to make a global impact and achieve your highest fulfillment by aligning with your soul's true divine agenda and your role in God, Source, Creator's, the divine's plan for lighted creation, and by utilizing your divine gifts, talents, and abilities from the higher realms. We do this by working with the non-physical realms of higher guidance, energy, intuition, and powerful metaphysical tools for healing and transformation. We understand that the real change and transformation that's being called for on planet Earth and in our own lives and our own businesses doesn't come from outside of us, and it doesn't come from the top or from the bottom, but rather from within. And that the change that we desire to experience in our lives and in our world requires us to change from the inside. I'm your host, Lori Ann Spagna. I'm a best-selling author, spiritual catalyst, intuitive, energy worker, ascension guide, multidimensional channel, animal communicator, visionary, lightworker, and luminary. I have dedicated my entire professional life to helping thousands and thousands of humans and animals all over the world in service and contribution to the light, which is the expansion, the upliftment, the evolution of humanity, to awaken, to uplift, and to align with our true divine source, which exists within each and every one of us. It is my passion, joy, and purpose to share this information, energy, and consciousness with you. Thank you so much for being here today and for sharing time with me. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back, everyone. It's me, Lori Ann Spagna, with you, of course. Glad that you're here. Thanks for settling in. I want to talk a little bit about what I call divine certainty and the difference between belief versus knowing. Last night, I was out to dinner with my family, and someone at the table asked, "Do you believe in God?" And I thought, something I've said many, many times is that belief is for beginners. Belief comes from the space of not knowing, of being uncertain. And I see it a lot, especially in a lot of the communities that I travel in, especially marketing and business, entrepreneurial leadership communities, where they're developing their capacity to believe, they're developing their capacity to know, and they're developing their capacity to have certainty. And yet, even from the mental plane, if a person is operating primarily from the mental plane, which is the mindset, they're changing and shifting their perspectives based on mindset, which is awesome. But let me explain that the mindset and mental plane, for me, in my knowing, this is a vibrational bandwidth that we could identify as 4D. So the mental plane, whenever you're working with thoughts, opinions, judgments, perspectives, points of view, if you're just working it with the mental, in other words, not necessarily a spiritual or healing or energy practice, you are working at the 4D level, whether you know it or not, right? Because physical earth reality has access to 4D. It's just that the vast majority of humans are doing it relatively unconsciously, even if they're working with mindset shifting. Where am I going with this? Certainty does not come from 4D. Knowing does not come from 4D. And that's why I say belief is for beginners, because divine certainty is developed, cultivated through the experience of accessing information, energy, and consciousness that is beyond that frequency bandwidth, which I'm identifying for the purposes of this conversation as 4D. So when someone changes their belief system, it can be very effective. If they change their beliefs, if they give themselves a new perspective, if they do some mindset shifting, Without question, mindset shifting is an important and fundamental part, a game-changing part of helping us to, of supporting our own life's journey in having more fulfilling, more rewarding experiences, because it's our limited beliefs and our limited perspectives that keep us stuck and blocked. However, certainty doesn't come from 4D. Certainty doesn't come from shifting a mindset. Certainty comes from shifting a mindset, having an experience, and then an energetic alignment that creates a space for the person to step into knowing. And then repeating that over and over again, because experience is undeniable. Now, certainty also comes from a space of absolute truth. But absolute truth is not held in the brain. Absolute truth is not held at the fourth dimensional bandwidth. In other words, a person cannot know absolute truth. They can only know absolute truth because either they've learned it from another who has somehow accessed absolute truth. For example, I am in the space of knowing that I've absolutely accessed some forms of absolute truth. So a person can learn it and then take that on. But where absolute truth sits is what I'm saying. Energetically is at a sixth dimensional and beyond, really, truly beyond 6D, although there are absolute truths held within 6D, sixth dimension. These are just bandwidths of energy, just like radio waves, radio towers, only they don't exist in the physical world. We have to go beyond the physical into a non-physical realm that is not something we're typically taught to do. So sticking with this theme of accessing divine certainty, divine knowing, those frequencies exist beyond the known physical world and they exist beyond the mental plane. This is why absolute truth is absolutely true, regardless of whether you believe it or not. And when you can start applying absolute truths and absolute certainty to areas of your life, whether it's personal or professional, your life dramatically improves. Because fear, doubt, and disbelief cannot coexist in the same space. They're not there. When you have absolute truth. Let me break this down a little bit. Let's use one simple absolute truth that is absolutely true, no matter whether you believe it or not. And that absolute truth is you exist. You exist regardless of how you identify. You may identify as a woman, a man, a sister, a daughter, a professional, an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a light leader. However you identify, the gazillion ways we label ourselves, you exist beyond identification. If you strip away all those identities, you still exist. So this is absolute fact. Now, that absolute truth exists beyond thought, beyond the mental plane, beyond emotions, because it is absolutely true. Now, I can add some other absolute truths that you might not know are absolutely true. For example, you have always existed and you will always exist. Just not in your current form of identification, not necessarily as a woman in a body, not necessarily as an entrepreneur, not necessarily as a six-figure, seven-figure light leader, right? But you will still continue to exist. Now, you might not know that's absolutely true. Some people don't. That's okay. But it is absolutely true. How do I know it's absolutely true? Because I've accessed that frequency bandwidth of consciousness where that absolute truth exists. And because I have aligned with it, I know it is absolutely true. So absolute truth, it's not really debatable. Even if I get in a conversation with someone who doesn't know absolute truth or doesn't believe something and they don't want to believe, it's okay with me if they don't believe. But to me, I don't have to sway what I know to be true. I don't even have to have the conversation. This is why I often say I'm not really interested in conversations with cynics or skeptics or doubters or disbelievers. Like, I'm more than willing to converse with them if they have an open mind, if they're curious, if they want to know more. But if they just block it and say they're not interested, they don't want to know more, or they're attached to a smaller perspective, then there's no interesting conversation to be had there because they've just basically put up a wall of denial. Regardless, absolute truth exists and it's possible to know it. But in order to know it or to access it for yourself, and there are other absolute truths. I mean, I could spend a whole call just on that. Because once you start knowing absolute truths, everything else can be measured by it. Everything else can be measured by it, and your discernment develops. And once you know how to access absolute truth, which is accessed through going beyond that bandwidth of what we call 4D, beyond 5D, and at least beginning at 6D, where some fundamental absolute truths about this reality are held, but then you can go beyond 6D, and those fundamental truths aren't necessarily still absolutely true. It's kind of an interesting paradigm, right? For example, in the sixth dimensional bandwidth, universal laws are absolutely true, and they're upheld by physics. Physics already knows them. They're held there, but you can go beyond them. So for example, you can go beyond the law of cause and effect. You can actually transcend and transmute your experience. So a great example is someone who really can transcend that. I'm an example of this. And just because they're standing in front of someone who has, let's say, a so-called deadly virus, and that person coughs on them, they don't have to get it. This has happened to me. I've been in a room with four people or something that had so-called virus and had them all coughing on me, and it didn't affect me. But I'm not suggesting someone else should do that. I'm just saying you can go beyond the laws of nature. Like, that's an example of cause-effect. If you get coughed on by someone who has a deadly, contagious virus, you're going to catch it. For a lot of people, that's their belief and their knowing, and so it becomes true for them, right? Now, let's apply this to some business and life experiences. Let's say you're running a launch or a program for your business, or you're trying to get some kind of service out there, even if you're a not-for-profit, and you're trying to generate some funds. There are absolute truths that will uphold and support you in being successful. For example, the absolute truths around how energy works. Now, that's a whole other conversation. We could spend 2 hours going down that road. But if you know that you're in the energetic bandwidth where the frequency is highly attuned for you to have success, you're going to have it because it's energetics. This is why it's so important to understand energetics. But you can go way beyond any form of self-doubt. You can go into divine certainty. I absolutely know that this is going to be a huge and monumental success as a launch or as a fundraiser. Here's another one. If you are some form of healer, once you understand how energy works, and once you absolutely know the way the laws of the universe work within this physical world, you can do healing on yourself, on anything, and have absolute certainty that it's going to support and assist those who are willing to receive and accept that healing. This does not come through the brain. This is not something that can be taught through the brain. This is not something that the mind can just know. This is a frequency bandwidth that one aligns with, and through that frequency bandwidth, one can have absolute certainty. Another great example is donating. The first part of my whole, I'd say 10 to 15 years of being in business, I ran my business based on this one fundamental truth that what I give out will be received and returned with equal or greater kind. So I would donate. I still do. I donate always more than 10% of everything is donated back, usually to either some form of spiritual or metaphysical teacher, or else to my core donation areas, typically animals, but sometimes it's for water, earth, nature, children. Regardless, I always knew that through that giving, there would be always more flowing because I have a knowing about how energy works. And because I could stay in that knowing, I did not dip into any kind of fear, worry, or doubt. I just was an absolute knowing of how these laws work, how the energy work. I'll do a future class on the universal laws. But when you start applying this to your life and you start moving forward in life, and in your career, offering what you're here to offer, bringing forward what you're here to bring forward, being who you're meant to be, and utilizing the tools of consciousness, which are available to us, right? We have to learn how to access that. We have to learn how to develop it. We have to learn how to cultivate it. That is what this transformation on earth is about. This is what this evolution is about. When we start learning that and developing it, we have incredible unlimited potential within us. And this is really where we're going, right? Because developing divine certainty, it's not a kind of knowing that you can use to feed and fill the egoic need for reassurance. That's not what this is. Divine certainty is developed and cultivated through union with the divine, union with higher consciousness, and higher is a relative word, but we're saying these bandwidths of energy that are accessible and available to us as we develop our capacity to bring in more light into our bodies and our energy fields and to up-level our frequency. This is also relative to our bandwidth, our energy, our frequency. And so the divine certainty is cultivated from this space of, I absolutely know this is how this works. I absolutely know this is the way reality is meant to work. I absolutely know this is the frequency that I'm at. I absolutely know that this is the result of what I'm doing or how I'm being and behaving. So this goes way beyond mindset, even though mindset is a vital and important piece of our evolution, for sure. It's still only a teeny piece. And what we're talking about is going way beyond this concept of just working with the mind to try to get results that we want. We're talking about elevating our entire vibrational bandwidth and consciousness so that we can improve the quality of our lives and our experiences, and so that we can share in a much more aligned, divinely aligned way, share our gifts, whether they're the offerings we have with the world through our business or through our service, through our contribution, through our light, whatever it is we're here to do, because that is part of us really being the best versions of ourselves, is knowing that we have something significant and valuable to offer. And whatever that significant and valuable thing is that we have to offer, maybe it's just our joy, our love, not to say just, that's an important contribution. Maybe it's our exceptional parenting abilities as a mother or a father. Maybe it is really caring for animals on the earth or for nature or the water supply. Whatever it is, that's really important to you as a unique individual. And it's important to the people or the animals or the earth that you serve, but you being able to do it in the best ways possible, that's how you benefit. And ultimately, so do all others, because you start embodying this energy of divine certainty and divine knowing, which allows you to have a kind of stability that is unknown and unshakable. The stability is, you're not even interested anymore in anything less, because that kind of stability and certainty is exactly what the world is looking for. It's exactly what your customers are looking for when they're coming to you. It's exactly what you're looking for when you're having a big, huge 9-day launch. It's exactly what you're looking for when you're attempting to fundraise or to accomplish anything. You want to have that, even if it's a challenging relationship for you. To be able to cultivate a kind of divine certainty, that relationship is sound and secure because in your consciousness, you are wishing them their most benevolent best. And this is another kind of divine certainty. I teach this in my sacred visionary mentorship, all about this. But if you're working with another soul, let's say it's your partner or anyone in your business, even someone on your team, or even it's your coach, and in your mind, mentally and energetically, you're wishing for only their most benevolent best with zero harm, which includes your most benevolent best, the most benevolent best of all. This is ultimately the outcome you're going to have. Now, you might not always see that. We could go into this theme as well. But overall, you understand that if that is where you're coming from and where you're operating, and that your energetics are aligned on this, you're not just mentally saying it. You're actually truly aligned. That is what the outcome is going to be. And you can rest assured. There's other things about divine knowing. So for example, a lot of people walking around on earth, very afraid about when the next shoe is going to drop. They don't really know, especially people who are into conspiracy circles. They're carrying so much fear that they're not even aware of, fear of a false government or whatever it is. And they have this unconscious, subtle fear about the next shoe dropping. People in business have it too. It's that whole roller coaster ride of the highs and lows. One month you've got this great six-figure income, and then the next month it's feast or famine, that experience for a lot of you who are successful entrepreneurs. But you will not have that when you cultivate divine certainty, because you start aligning more fully, wholly, and completely with the source that is always infinitely supplying you. This energetic alignment and attunement isn't just something you do on Sunday afternoons. This is part of who you become as you are an evolving human. Divine certainty is one of my absolute most favorite energetics to play with, because it feels so good. It feels so good to have that kind of certainty, because you're living without fear. You're living entirely free and liberated from any form of doubt or uncertainty. And you start playing with it and applying it in your areas of life. Now, it does require you to go beyond the mental plane. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Divine certainty is something that can be cultivated. And as we learn to work with energy and consciousness, use and apply metaphysical tools, work with universal laws, clear out those false identifications within ourselves that are associated with old paradigms, fear, doubt, worry, etc., old paradigm energies of ways of thinking. I don't think I've talked much about the old paradigm on this podcast yet, but I definitely will share more about that. As we do that, we become new humans, way better versions of ourselves. And these are the truth of who we are. We are meant to live in our future versions of selves. We will not be living in a fear-based reality. And I'm grateful that I am one of the pioneers of this. I am definitely a pioneer on this. It's not stuff that I've been around the block for so long that I didn't find this out there. I cultivated it from within myself on my own. And I think I'm uniquely qualified to share and teach about this, because I understand that most people aren't at this level of mastery. And even the ones who really are at this level of mastery, they're teaching other things that are more in the mainstream, some of the more basic level concepts. But it is one of the most glorious frequencies to be in, divine certainty. It's in the bandwidth range of joy. Okay, I hope this makes sense, and I hope this is helpful. It's available to you. With that, I'm going to sign off for now and say thank you so much for listening and participating. Thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to our next time together. I'm sending you so much love. Okay, farewell. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening today. If you loved the show and if you benefited in any way, if it helped you to up-level or expand your consciousness, if you gained any new insights or ideas, if it made you think or become more aware, or if there were some strategies or intuition that you may have benefited from in any way, would you please do me two easy and simple favors? First, if you would be willing to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. I'd be so grateful. And second, if you're willing to share this show with anyone else who would benefit, you can either post it on your social media or just email it to someone and share it with another person or any other people. It would be so awesome. This kind of thing is so helpful in expanding consciousness on the planet and helping others to benefit from this kind of teaching, which just simply isn't generally readily available in the mainstream. So sharing it really helps others benefit and helps our planet evolve and awaken. Plus, expressing gratitude and generosity in this way will also expand your capacity to give and receive even more. Either way, I just want to say thank you so much for being here and for participating and for sharing, and overall, just for being the magnificent, the spectacular, the brilliant, the fabulous, the wonderful you that you truly are, and for allowing yourself to be the very best version of you today and every day. All my love and gratitude to you.